Here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me always, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And what do we got for contact info there?
You know, we have a wonderful Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029, or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we don't have any messages right now, but I did want to talk about this thing I found. Well, we did it in the last episode.
It's all good.
I thought this was funny as all hell. So apparently in Japan, there's a thing called, like a restaurant called Macho Cafe.
Oh, macho.
And think of it as Hooters, but for ladies.
Oh.
And the dudes.
Well, what are they showing?
Some beefcakes for everyone is what this article says.
Really?
It's like if you prefer muscle men over, you know, just because you can go to restaurants where they have like the cutesy little Japanese maid outfits and stuff. And there's even like the cat cafes and stuff. But if you want the muscly men, the Macho Cafe is just what you're looking for. They're very committed to the theme and the culture of it. And like most restaurants are visited not primarily for the food, but people rather come because of how they serve it. One of the most prominent examples might be that they wear like the tank tops and that's the uniform for their waiters.
Just tank tops?
Like tank tops and these short shorts.
Oh.
But they are all muscle.
A little leg.
Yes.
Are they like bodybuilder muscle or like kind of normal?
Pretty.
Yeah.
Like pretty, like, here, I'll show you a picture.
Big, beefy.
Like somewhere between.
Oh, yeah. All right. They got some guns on them.
Right. And let me pull up the thing here. Sorry. Pull my picture back. I want my.
Wow. Just knocking over beer cans, Vicky.
Yep. It says, if you order a can of beer, the waiter will pour it for you and then crush the can.
Mm.
For about $27, you can order the wall of meat, where they stand around you and run around a circle while flexing their muscles.
What?
For $27.
Do they shake their ding-a-lings in your face?
No, they're not naked. It's not like, I mean, Hooters doesn't, I mean, they do shake their stuff, but here you're looking at the muscles. You're not looking at the genitalia.
I'd probably look at both. Let's get real. I like how they just run around you.
Yeah, it's just like, but I feel it's like the Night at the Roxbury where it's like really close. It's not like ring around the Rosie. It's like, let's get up on this kind of like run around.
A little sweaty, maybe.
Because they do look pretty close. Yeah.
I kind of wish they were shirtless.
I mean,
rather than wearing the tank tops.
I mean, both work for me. But I think this is such a cute, funny idea. I'm curious to see what the menu is, like what kind of food they would serve here.
Hot dogs, sausages.
I had to do the translate because this is all in Japanese. Mm-hmm. So it's Google Translate. So this might not be 100% accurate. There's one. It says increase macho food. And it's there's a macho getty, as in like spaghetti.
Oh, that's
macho
funny.
Getty. It is a meat sauce pasta using meat that macho hunted at midnight last night. I will apply cheese or protein to finish.
They'll grade it for you.
I love it because it's a Japanese translation. That's why it sounds so funny, but it does kind of sound
that
like
sounds
intentional.
Sexy. Yeah.
It's the weight loss macho diet. It's a salad shaker. Put vegetables, boiled eggs, and fried chicken breast meat in a shaker. Apply Caesar dressing and macho shake with it. Of course, the contents are messy. And it's like, I took extra fat chicken breast. I took it. It's all it says. Japanese are rice. Americans are bread. Macho is oatmeal. What? It is oatmeal. Description is unnecessary. Please don't ask. If you ask for this, macho will feel a little closer.
I always order oatmeal, so I'm there for it.
There's sweet macho food. So there's the muscle cell pudding. It's macho carries with weight on his arm. I pull it. I don't know what this is. I don't know what any of this
is. We must go and find out.
Let's go to Japan.
I wonder if there are any females working there.
I mean, I'm sure there are. They're probably just not dressed up like they are.
But they're probably not serving. Maybe
no,
they're like the hostess or something.
You know, the kitchen staff. Says there's the pancake muscle. Everyone loves pancake muscle. Macho will squeeze a lot of fresh cream for finish. So I think they come to your table
oh,
and like dress up your food order.
I would hope so.
I love it. It's like protein, B Legend protein, which I'm guessing is like a protein shake for their drink.
Yeah.
Coffee, it says it is ordinary coffee. Macho squeeze, the macho squeeze until the last drop. I'm guessing orange juice.
Yeah.
Red macho, it is red wine. White macho, it is white wine. Specially made macho juice, a specially made protein drink based on vegetables and fruits. And then they have a few other things too. Like Oliver Pose, I tried to put it. I don't know what this means. The translation is not great, but I think it's hilarious.
I love this. I would feel like I was getting teased though if I went there all the time. Like when I saw Magic Mike in Vegas, it's great, but then you're just like, damn, I'm not really getting any of that.
Right.
I feel like that's how it would be if I went to this place.
That's
I would slip all of the waiters my number and then never get a call back.
I mean, it's interesting. I'm wondering how long they've been open for and how successful they are. Because I remember years and years ago when I first started working here, they opened up a little like a bikini barista stand in Capitol Hill, but it was men.
Oh, with little Speedos?
Yeah. So they were all like kind of dressed like that. And it was like in the heart of Capitol Hill.
That seems like the perfect place.
It didn't last long.
Weird. I wonder why. And yet bikini baristas are so popular.
I feel like because of the location might have been off. Because, I mean, Capitol Hill would be the perfect place, but traffic and to get around there.
That's true.
And usually when you're getting coffee, it's in the morning.
Yeah.
So
it's not as like hopping.
Yeah. So I feel like if it was a different location that was easier to get to, but still, you know, very gay friendly and stuff like that. Because mm-hmm. that's a lot of the... I'm guessing the appeal. I don't see a lot of women going to check out the dudes. I feel like it's dudes
that's
going
true,
to
except,
check out the dudes.
Except I mean, I'm not gay, and I'm down, always down to go to a bikini barista.
See, I always, I'm picky.
Trying to see the pretty woman.
I just want to get good coffee.
I'm always like, but there's a Starbucks right there.
Yeah.
And I know Starbucks, I'm going to get some good.
Yeah. But I mean, if I know for sure that they're going to make my drink like I like it, because even other coffee stands I go to, and I'm like, this is too bitter.
Yeah.
The drink I usually get's pretty sweet. So it's like, okay, I'm not coming back
here.
They
don't do it like how I want it.
And so it's like, okay, if they do it right, then no.
I was honestly so afraid of always, I'm not like I would ever work in one of those. Well, one, because I think I'd always be cold, but I'd be afraid of burning myself.
Yeah. Like I would imagine it happens all the time with bikini baristas.
Yeah, and your almost entire body is exposed. So there's a lot of chance to get burned in all the places.
So I had a girlfriend who back in the day, she would for extra money. Side hustle on Craigslist, kind of going back to conversation on the last podcast. She would go and she would sell her services as in she was your waitress. For like your football games, like if you're watching a football.
Oh, okay, like at your house?
Yeah. And so she would wear like a teeny little thong, a little apron and stuff like that and just serve you food.
Oh.
And she, you know, for like 3 hours and she'd get paid a decent amount. So if like I don't think I could do it. And I think it's like, and the joke is because my parents are still alive, I don't think I could look them in the eye and be like, this is what I do. That's just me. I mean, I'm not saying that anybody who does it.
Well, you could just say you're a server.
Yeah.
You're like for private customers.
But like that sort of thing. People are like, what would you ever do camming? I'm like, I feel like that would be fun. Like if I had a significant other do it together. Because I think that'd be
like,
kind of sexy.
I don't think you like a guy.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of dudes watch cam girls with their dude.
Some do, yeah. I know a girl who made like $7,000. Granted, she's a very popular cam girl. Made $7,000 for just banging her boyfriend.
Oh, see, I would have thought it's more solo things.
Yeah.
I mean,
you would think. I think it's the idea that this is real. She's talking to you.
She's doing it
like for
live.
You. Yeah, like in a sense, it's like for you specifically. So it's kind of hot for those reasons. And I'm like, I think that would be kind of fun, but I don't think I could put my face out there doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Would you ever be able to do something like that?
So cam girl is
like you have your own account and you log in and you go live, kind of like Facebook Live.
And you're naked?
And you can be naked. Some cam girls just sit there and eat. Like there's some people that just eat food.
I could totally do that. I could be in a low-cut shirt, even just my bra.
Yeah.
And eat
and just
or
talk.
Just chill or like watch the show, you know, and just give my play-by-play or whatever.
Right.
But the whole like naked or having sex, even just sex with myself, that's where it, to me, that's where you're going into like porn.
Exactly.
Like the real deal. Even if I was with my guy and we were I don't know if he would, I don't think he'd ever be down for that. But if he was, that's where you were like, well, now we're porn people.
But like, would you ever do something like, would, if, you know, you didn't have a significant other, or you didn't worry about your parents finding out or your coworkers or whatever, would you ever want to do something like being the waitress at a party for 3 hours for like $500?
Oh, God, yeah. I would probably, if like, if porn and being a stripper didn't have such a bad rep for it, I would love it. And like, or being a burlesque dancer, or being in Vegas, or like, or being arm candy, or any of that. I think, dude, sex sells. Like, if you, if you're born smart, use your smarts. If you're born pretty, use your looks. Like, right. I've always thought that. And hell yeah, we're females. Guys like what we got, so might as well make a penny out of it.
I think what really bothers me nowadays is like people have such a low opinion on sex workers, mm-hmm. whether they're porn stars, burlesque dancers, even
stripper,
even,
yeah,
or stripper, even prostitutes. It's so interesting to me that people are like, oh, you're dirty and this and that. It's like, then if you think like you would never date a porn star, then you're not allowed to watch porn because the like you find that so sexy, but like.
You, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not saying, like, if it's because you're like, well, I don't want her to bang other dudes, you want to be monogamous, okay, fine. But the idea is like, well, she's dirty because she has had sex with a bunch of dudes. It's like, but you like it.
Yeah, you watch it.
You watch it. Like, or even the people that get all mad, they're like, it's like, you know, marriage is between a man and a woman and blah, blah, blah. They don't believe in homosexuality and then go home and watch lesbian porn.
Yeah.
Like, that does not make sense to me.
Yeah, they get pleasure out of it, but they still think it's
they
like,
demonize
wrong.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what sucks about it is I feel like if those, since those industries get looked down so much that for me at least, because I think it would be amazing to be a stripper. Like, mm-hmm. as long as when I meet strippers or like my friends say they want to strip or something, I just get nervous for them because I know that industry is full of alcohol, mm-hmm. full of drugs, like, and it can become really unhealthy. But if it's, if it's healthy and you're good and you're loving it and you're striving and you're not, you don't have mm-hmm. a problem. Like, I have no problem with that. Hell yeah, do yeah. it.
And I feel like nowadays, because of the feministy movement, and they've opened my eyes to a lot of things, because a lot of people think the feminists are all about like, no, you shouldn't look at a woman that way and this and that. It's like, no, I honestly believe, and Family Guy said it the best.
Lois,
yeah, no, seriously, Lois, it's like, oh, you know, well, your husband's doing stuff, so you could be more than just a housewife. It's like, really? More than just a housewife? Like, I choose to be a mother and a, you know, stay-at-home wife and all this stuff. Feminism is about choice of being able to pick and do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of, you know, like, hey, you want to be a sex worker? You want to be a stripper, cam girl? Hell yeah, more power to you. That is, we should never demonize that, especially if you call yourself a feminist. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
If you ever condemn anybody for doing this. But I feel like because of this movement, it is becoming, at least in my world, more acceptable. Like, it's becoming like, hey, it's out there. It's okay. This isn't bad. Like, we all like sex. It's natural.
That's nice that it's in your world becoming more. I mean, I still feel like there's still a lot of people that even if that is what you do and that's what you love and you're happy and you don't have a problem with, mm-hmm. you know, anything, they would still kind of look down on you, even if they're not even necessarily saying it. Or even mm-hmm. if they are saying it, like, oh, well, what do you, right. oh, you work tonight. Cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like, roll your eyes or like, you're a stripper. You know, they yeah. there's still comments.
It's like, oh,
and
that's
stuff
not
like
your
that.
Real job. There's women who have made a killing and made this their full time job for many, many years and they love
oh, God,
it.
Yeah.
And I think there's nothing wrong with that. And I feel like the more it becomes more socially acceptable that. And I honestly think in our lifetime, prostitution will become illegal. Will
Do you really?
Legal. I think so.
Like in just Washington or?
I think within the states, at least it starts becoming legal. Just kind of like how weed is trickling into most states.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be the same thing with prostitution as time goes by.
Wow. Well, I didn't think it was going to happen to weed, so it probably could happen.
Right. And my thinking, though, too, with prostitution, people like it's so bad and stuff because of, you know, people do like child trafficking and, you know, human trafficking and stuff with prostitution. And it's like, but if we make it legal, people can start actual businesses and that kind of cuts down on all the illegal crap that goes on.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be better, you know, monitored and you could tax it. So it's just like any other business. Like, I'm going to go get a massage. So you pay with your debit card and you pay taxes on that massage.
Mm-hmm.
You go
a
to
happy
get
ending
you
massage.
Go to a different type of massage. You pay taxes on those too. Like, I feel like it's the world's oldest profession. And I think it's stupid that we get so uncomfortable by something that everyone loves to do.
Yeah, I really think it's because usually, I mean, a lot of prostitutes or something have issues.
Yeah.
And they just have to do that to pay for their addiction or whatever it might be. I think that's still why so many people can't wrap their heads around it.
I feel like that might even be just the, like, what the you know, like how they blow up certain stories, like, oh, it just seems like there's so much more crime. It's like, no, we're just exposed to a lot more crime.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Because we got social media and stuff like that. And I feel like that's kind of the same thing. But I have friends who are, you know, sex workers that, you know, on occasion, they used to do it more often, but now they're just like, hey, you know what? I don't have insurance right now and I have to go get, you know, some
x-rays or something,
dental work or something. So they go, they have like they're escorts. They'll have a date night. They'll go have dinner with this dude, spend the night with him and come back home the next day.
Like sleep with him?
Yeah.
So like they're a classy prostitute.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of that that does go on right underneath our noses. And honestly, there's a lot of people that kind of prostitution. It's like it's not black and white. Or if there's so much gray area, because I feel like how many times do we hear it's like, well, if you buy me that purse I want, then I'll do that kinky thing in bed. Like whether it's a significant other or a husband wife kind of situation, boyfriend, girlfriend, it's like you use sex as currency. So in that
case, it's so funny. George doesn't do that to me, but like I do that to him. I'm like, babe, oh my, if you do the dishes, I'll like
do something new.
Yeah, exactly.
and that's what I mean, though. It's like you're still doing a transaction there. You're still paying. Like,
yeah, it's like a deal.
You're making a deal, which is basically what a financial transaction is when you're paying for something.
Ah,
right. Anywho, but I don't know. Like, I feel like we need to just kind of avoid this the stigma of it on it, and I think it'll go away.
Yeah,
like the bad stuff will slowly start to go away.
I hope so, because I mean, I'm not in that world, but if I was in that world and that was the only way I could get money, or if, you know, if somehow that is the only way I can get money and I need to support myself or I need to support my children or something, like, I just don't want it to be people's like last resort kind of thing.
You want it to be because they want to.
Yeah, because they love doing these activities on other people. They love making other people feel good and pleasing them, and
whether
they get paid
out
of it.
Whether it's a dance or this or that, it's like awesome.
Exactly.
But like I said, because it is, you know, not being, there's no surveillance on it, there's nobody keeping an eye on it, there's so much shady stuff that goes on.
Super shady.
Like I was reading this article about this woman who wanted to be a sugar baby, and this guy had like promised her this big amount of money, and they weren't even like on their first date, and they weren't even gonna have sex, and he like kept pressuring and pressuring her and basically like made her, and she's like finally gave in. And so she like did all these things she didn't really want to do, but felt like she had to. And he threw the card at her, and it's like one of those prepaid cards.
Oh, yeah.
There was nothing on it.
What a douche.
Right. It's like stuff like that. It's like if it was legal and safe, we wouldn't
have
to.
She could like report it or something.
Yeah. Like you go through a business, like, okay, you go to the front, like, oh, here's the hostess. She's like, okay, here's the menu items, what things we provide. I'm guessing like the Bunny Ranch. I've never been to the Bunny Ranch, but I'm assuming.
You would think they'd have a menu.
I'm thinking like when you go get your nails done or something, it's like, would you like the lavender lubricant or would you like the mint?
And then there's like happy hour too. It's like $5 off this.
Yeah. It's like get a glass of wine with your. With your visit today.
Yeah, or like a 2-for-1. You can have this happening to you while this is happening to you as well.
It's like your steak dinner is $10 cheaper.
Holler.
That kind of a thing. So, I that's just kind of where my mind's been at. Like, male and female.
Mm-hmm. I would be afraid. That's like one of those things about being a sugar baby is I always thought it would be awesome. Like, just go to lunch or dinner, have your dinner paid for. They'll slide you a few $100 just to be arm candy. But then I would always be afraid of getting in that situation where they keep pressuring, they keep offering, they keep wanting, like they take you home, like, and you're just like, I don't.
And not in sugar babies, technically, most of them have sex.
Well, my friends were sugar babies and none of them had sex.
Oh, the ones I have had sex.
Whoa, you got some friends that are whore. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, technically.
Yeah, technically they are. But yeah, like
I don't look down upon him. Like when my friend actually confided in me, she's like, I think I'm going to do this. So let me give her a little bit of her story. She had worked her ass off. She had like a normal 9-to-5 job, worked her ass off, decided to get a part time at a restaurant. That's where I met her. And she made all this money and put like she had this giant savings account. She's like, I am set for a while. I'm just going to continue. Like she quit the restaurant job, continue working. Cool. She did not realize that her boyfriend at the time drained the account.
Oh, they shared an account?
I don't know. They didn't. I think he like took her card and took all the savings out and spent it on dumb stuff.
Wow, what a nice guy.
And then when she left him, because they left the house, like, he never paid, so she had an eviction on her.
I would have sued that mofo's ass so tough.
But, like, and I think it was a mixture of feeling sorry for him, and he had nothing. He had no money, no job, no nothing.
I don't care. Put his ass in jail.
But, like, yeah, so there was, like, nothing. She would spend money on a lawyer to get nothing. So there was no point. And I even told her that. I'm like, go put him in, like.
Yeah, do something.
Yeah, and so she's like, it is not worth it because it's going to cost me more in the end. So she was so she came back to the restaurant. Literally, it worked out because we needed help.
Did he have issues?
I don't know exactly all the issues. Like, they always seemed fine when I worked with her previously.
He didn't have, like, a problem or something?
I don't think so. Oh, but, weird. I mean, maybe. I think if she did, I don't remember.
Yeah, even, like, a shopping problem or gambling.
I think
it
might have been something like shopping.
Yeah.
So she comes back and she's working, you know, again. But this time, because she really needs the money, it's not, hey, I'm just, this is my fun saving money. This is, I am broke.
Yeah.
I'm living on someone's couch.
I'm screwed.
And I have nothing. Like, I have nothing. After she had worked so hard for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
So she ends up, she confides in me. She's like, hey, I'm going to start doing this. I've done my research. My friends are doing it. And she got real excited about it, but she was scared too. And she was like, I don't want people to look at me badly. And I'm like, I don't. Like, as long as you're okay, you're not in a situation where you're uncomfortable, please make sure you get out of that.
Totally.
You're completely safe about it. That's all I ask.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I feel like, she got so low in her life. Like, if I was at that point, like, luckily, like, I don't know if I'll ever be at that point because I have my parents. I, you know, I have people, I have friends, family, I feel like, who would bail me out. But, like, in circumstances like that, yeah, mm-hmm. like, totally. I don't know if I would go full on, like, sex, though. I don't know if I could just actually do that.
Mm-hmm. And this particular friend, I think she only had one, like, actual physical date like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly after, she met her current significant other.
Oh.
And I kind of pushed them together.
Oh, so she only really was a sugar baby for her.
For a little. This person, yeah, this person was only for a little bit. And so, and she was also kind of like going out and like banging a bunch of people and stuff because she was like, okay, I've been in this relationship that has been horrible. I want to like discover myself and go apex.
Yeah.
And so she kind of did all these things, which I'm like, you do what you feel like you need to do.
I feel like if you were going to become a sugar baby and you didn't want to cross that line, you have to know your boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, same with like stripper or any kind of in the sex industry at all. Because I seriously think like if you're out and he's like, oh, well, just a kiss on the cheek. Oh, like I'll give you $30 if you kiss my lips. Oh, I'll give you $50. You know, right. I think it'll just like increase. And for me, I'm like, I'd be like, oh, man, that's a lot of money. Okay, just this once. But so I feel like you have to have a really strong line mm-hmm. and know it and not cross it.
Exactly.
Because then you'll just wake up in bed with a bunch of randos all the time.
And that's not what when in the beginning, that wasn't what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe still not what you wanted. If it was what you wanted, hell yeah, party time.
Use protection, though.
All the protection. So basically, I know this was kind of like a long PSA on hell yeah to sex workers, and hopefully one day it becomes legal.
That would be insane, seriously, if we're alive for that.
I think we will. I don't know when it would happen, but I feel like it's going to happen.
We'll see.
All right. You guys have any thoughts, stories? Know anybody that has some interesting
encounters? You know any hookers? You been with any?
Yeah.
Let us know.
Be very much anonymous.
Yeah. Right, while it's still illegal.
Yeah. We'll talk to you guys next time then.
Bye.